Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Covering, second day of the show. I'm downstairs in the Marazzi space, and I'm with Hector Narvaez. Hector, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. Great to see you, as always.
Yeah, it's good to see you. This is somewhat of an annual event for you and I to talk. You know, I think it's been, what, about a year since the Mohawk Delta acquisition. Is that right?
That's correct. In fact, we're in our year and a month anniversary.
You know, I was just doing our annual report for the May issue, and we were rolling up the market share data. And now that combined company, which is Delta, Mohawk, Marazzi, Ragno, American Olean, has 40% plus market share, right?
Well, Kemp, you always do your homework. It looks like it's somewhere close to that. We are the largest North American entity in tile, and it's somewhere around those numbers. I think you're usually pretty correct.
Yeah. Okay. So what's changed since I talked to you a year ago?
Well, you know, frankly, really not much has changed. I like to say it that on the front end, which is the customer side, the product side, the branding side, our sales teams are still intact. You know, everything that we see and the customer sees is really not changed. We're still trying to bring the excitement on both of our brands, Ragno, Marazzi. The back end, which is, you know, where the synergies can occur, is where things have been changing, from trying to get us on the same system platforms, some logistical integrations, financial integrations, even to some degree in, on the back end, customer service, logistics, all those things where you would imagine under an acquisition of our size that you have some synergies to take advantage of. But once again, not much has changed in the front end. We're here. We're still in the front space. We have exciting products on the floor. We have all our sales teams and our customers coming through and committing to our lines.
I did notice that you are here. You're separate. And Deltal has never come to this show because it's a distributor show and they have their own distribution. I did notice that American Olean is here, and I think it's the first time they've been here in several years.
You're absolutely right. In fact, American Olean, our sister company, I think has been absent 6 or 7 years or so. This is the first time they're coming back in the recent history with the same intent as Marazzi and Ragno to launch new products. In fact, we have a lot of new series combined to bring to the market, taking advantage of our capabilities together of design, manufacturing, and logistics.
But you're down here in what's somewhat known as the Italian area, and they're upstairs in the North American pavilion.
You're absolutely right, as always, Kemp. You know, by design, Marazzi's always stayed, even though we have for 32 years a presence here in the United States, we've always been tied to the Italian pavilion. And by design, of course, American Olean, a 95-year brand in the United States, is in the American pavilion or the North American pavilion.
Okay. So personally, what's changed with you?
Well, I'm older and more wrinkles. But besides that, you know, I'm very pleased to be part of the new team. With that said, I'd relinquished, you know, some of my responsibilities, and so that I don't have as many wrinkles, but I relinquished the marketing part of my role. I strictly focus on the distribution sales of Marazzi and Ragno, and really have a great team that supports me, and a great, I guess, greater team in Dallas that's behind us to make sure that we have a consistent message and a consistent supply for the future for our customers.
So you're in charge of sales for both Marazzi and Ragno, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things I want to talk to you about is big news that was announced a few months ago about a plant in Tennessee. Give us some details about that, if you would.
Oh, I would love to, yes. In fact, before I do that, I do want to remind you that we are currently in an expansion already in Dallas and the current Marazzi site, where we'll be operational by the summer, adding an extra 50 million square feet of tile per year, which will be making very exciting large format tile, color body rectified, the top end, as you would imagine, coming from the Marazzi Ragno side. The new investment you're talking about, Kemp, in Dixon, Tennessee, we announced that we will be able to be operational in the fourth quarter of 2015, a very, very large plant that will be operational in three phases. The first phase will take us basically to build the foundation of it and launch probably 50 million square feet of production. Second phase will double it to 100 million. And the third phase will bring it all the way up to 150 million feet of tile. Now, it's about $165 million investment. It will have the capability of making glazed porcelain floor, color body floor tile, and even technical tile. Again, we will take it in phases to get to the goal of 150 million feet with a distribution center and up to 400 manufacturing jobs.
Now, do you think that this expansion will be absorbed just by additional consumption in the U.S., or does this replace something that you're making and bringing in from somewhere else? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, we're very bullish on the next 5 years in the United States, and we expect that a lot of that demand We will need to you know, take things into our own hands and make it ourselves. We also have factories. Don't forget, Marazzi has 9 factories overseas that we plan to utilize when we can, you know, to bring material and supplement what we make here. So it's both. It's organic growth. It's also, you know, transferring from our own, you know, factories and trying to keep it here close to home.
That this leads to the next question about the business outlook. What do you think is going to happen in 14 in the tile business here in the U.S.?
Well, again, we're very positive and optimistic about it. We see a lot of the key metrics in home construction and commercial construction, remodeling indices. And although it's been a pretty slow start the first quarter, mostly because of the weather, we are still expecting double-digit growth in 2014 from, and actually very, very good, I would say probably a record year in 2013.
We're here at Coverings, as I mentioned, and I notice in part of your space you have a really kind of striking terracotta product on the floor. You know, I'm not seeing that in other places, so that's kind of a bold move, isn't it?
Well, we always try to push a little bit, you know, the limit on what we show. And although, you know, we do have, you know, the best sellers, which today is a lot of the planks and a lot of the wood looks, and we do have those as well. You know, we're pushing, just like you said, on some other applications and looks and styling, and our customers have really enjoyed that and have received it extremely well. It's the second day, but, you know, so far we've written a lot of orders on those looks that you're talking about. Thanks for noticing, Kim.
Yeah. All right, Hector, great to be with you again. Been talking to Hector Narvaez, who is the Vice President of Sales with Marazzi, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.